Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, to continue to be part of your day. And I know it's like a dream come true for you. I hear you saying that all the time. Anyway, that's the story I'm sticking to. It's good to have you here. And it's also good to have our good friend Ken Grombach with us. Ken's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He hasn't been here in a while, though. It's good to have him back on the show. Well, actually, I say he hasn't been here in a while. He hasn't been here. He's been here in the last month or so. But prior to that, it'd been quite a while since he was with us. He's the author of the new book, Common Census. Ken's a futurist. He's also a generational demographer. He's one of the guys who helps us track the generations and give us an idea about who these people are that we're working with. And once you understand the generational wave, the concept of the different generations and how they all behave differently and how many there are in each one of them, which creates the wave. Once you see that, it's an aha moment for you, for those of you who are out there trying to do business in the marketplace like you and me. Ken Grombach, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Common Census, the counterintuitive guide to generational marketing. Congratulations on your book, Ken.
Well, thank you very much. It was a fun project, but it was one of those things I had to get down on paper.
Yep, I know what you mean. Okay, what do we need to know today about generational marketing?
Well, what I'd like to do for the listeners right off the bat is just explain the generations that are currently alive in the United States. And we'll start with the oldest, and that's the GI generation. And it just so happens...
My parents' generation.
Well, these are people born 1905 to 1924.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this particular generation,
it would have been a little later and on into maybe as late as like 1928 or 30 or so.
Well, you know, Jim, there are people that will say that, you know, the lines are blurry between the generations.
Cuz you got plenty of people who my dad was born in 23. And he was right in the middle of the GI generation, I thought. But anyway, the only reason I'm saying that is I bet there are people out there, maybe some listening, who were born in 25, 6, and 7, or 8, who think that they're part of the GI generation.
Well, they very well could be. It pretty much depends on an attitude that you have and your way of thinking. But what we use as the defining event for the GI generation is World War II, and that's actual participation in World War II. So that would kind of limit it because you had to be old enough to go into service.
Right.
You had to at least be 18. Mm-hmm. So the GI generation, of which there are probably about under 10 million now that are still alive, was once a huge generation when you factor in the live births in the United States and the million people a year that were coming here from Europe during that period. I've got to hold off for just a second here. A bald eagle just flew by my window.
Do your worst.
What's that?
We're so happy for you, Ken.
I know, but
I'm trying to do a radio show here, so you can work with me, Ken. No, you know, if a bear is going to attack you, you can tell us about that. I don't mean to quibble with you. You're the generational expert, but these are the people who are you including in that generation the immigrants?
Yes, I'll tell you why. Because the immigrants.
Because there were millions who came in the period that you just mentioned. Tens
about
of millions.
20 million. About 20 million.
Yeah.
And the reason I include them is because they came here just old enough to be recruited into the army and sent back to fight the lands that they came from. During the World War II, There were actually people who were here in the United States that left the United States, that went back to their home country and fought against us. There was zero immigration during the period of 1925, right. 1944, simply because of the war. So you have the GI generation. There's only about 10 million of them left. And then you have a generation called the Silent Generation, born 1925 to 1944.
Kind of the Korean War generation.
Well, these are people on the Korean War never had the impact that World War II had.
Right. And how many are in the Silent Generation?
Currently, in the Silent Generation, the census shows about 30 million.
30 million left.
Yes, 30 right. million left.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. We're going to come back. We're going to finish this generational wave survey, and then we're going to talk about one of these generations and what we need to know about them. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ken Grombach is our guest. Stay with us. Got a black magic woman. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's a little heart for you in the background. Ken Grombach is with us. That's him on drums, by the way. And Ken's the author of Common Sense, the Counterintuitive Guide to Generational Marketing. Ken, you were giving us a little tour of the generations. We'd gone through the GI generation, the Silent Generation, which was right after the GIs, and then we got the Gen Xers, right?
No, then you have the Boomer.
I didn't mean Gen. I meant Boomers, because that's my. How could I forget my own generation?
There you go.
The Boomers. You and me are in the. You and I are in the Boomers.
That's
generation.
Right. You're a Boomer if you were born between 1945 and 1964. The Boomers, for generations, was the largest generation in the United States. Now it's not. Now it's the generation Y is, and we'll get to them in a minute.
How many was it? At one time, I thought it was about 80 million.
Yeah, that would be a good number.
It's off a little bit by that now, right? Something like 76 million or something like that?
Well, 78 and change, but
yeah.
But who's counting? It's easier to understand if you could put this into round numbers. And it's nice that currently the GI generation is 80-plus.
Right.
The Silent Generation is between 60 and 80. The Boomers are between 40 and 60.
Right.
Now, the generation right after the Boomers is Generation X.
Right.
Generation X currently is causing and will cause the United States some serious problems.
There are only about 30 million of them, aren't they?
No, there were upwards to 65 million of them born. But
I thought they were smart. Wait, isn't there a 30 million generation in there somewhere?
Silent generation.
No, but I thought the one after us was quite a bit smaller than the Boomers.
Well, if you take a look at the numbers, the height of the Boomers began in 1957.
Right.
With like 4.3 million births. Now, 1957, 1958, 1959, 1960, mm-hmm. and 61 were all peak years for the Boomers, and there's if you compare that to the bottom, if you're looking at an oscillating curve, it would be like a mountain, and then the graph goes down into a valley, and the valley is Generation X. Now the bottom of the Xer years, you had birth rates or live births in and around 3.4 million for 4 or 5 years. And so what you have is the differential between the height of the Boomers and the bottom of the Xers is fully a 25% drop.
Mm-hmm.
A 33% drop. It's huge. And that is what causes all the problems in marketing, because the marketers, the planners, even government at the highest levels misses that fact. And the problem that we're going to have is now the Xers are paying into health insurance,
mm-hmm.
and not using it because they're healthy and young.
Right. And what? Now they're what, 65 to what?
No, Generation X. Oh, 1965 to 1984.
Okay.
And the Generation Xers are currently, just for the sake of argument here, between the ages of 20 and 40.
Right.
and with their the bottom at about age 30 years old. This is the generation that when they went through the public school system closed 20 to 30% of
because there weren't enough of them to they didn't have enough kids to support all the schools.
Right. Well, they weren't there. But what's happening now is they're paying into Social Security and they're paying taxes, but in the next 20 years they're going to be counted on to carry the load.
That's right.
The problem is they can't. And they're paying into health insurance right now. Boomers are paying into health insurance and are getting far more services than they're paying for. Generation X should be.
Isn't that the way it's always been, though, Ken?
Yes, it has.
So what's the what's new?
Well, the difference is when the boomers, a huge generation, was paying in and not using the health care system.
We were only going into about 50 million people.
Well, the people, yeah, exactly. The boomers, keep in mind, 80 million people,
yep,
are paying in and not using it. The generation in front of us that's paying in and using it every day,
right,
is tiny. That's the
right.
Silent generation.
Yeah. So we were paying in more than was being used, but with the Gen Xers and the Boomers, it's almost the reverse of that, isn't it?
Exactly. What's going to happen? You see, a large population can support a small population. When it comes to taxes and paying
right.
into health insurance,
right.
you know, under a shared risk model.
Mm-hmm.
But when you reverse that, a small generation cannot support a large population.
One thing that should be said here, and you're talking about insurance, but also Social Security, you know, the Social Security trust fund was enormous, in the trillions of dollars. There is no money in the trust fund anymore because Congress looted that money and spent it and left an IOU.
That they made it part of the general fund.
Not only did my generation and your generation, Ken, lay up the stores so that we could use them for future times, we did that. But our government took that money and spent it as if it were, you know, lunch money, and left a little IOU, and basically that IOU is going to have to be covered, and I think that's what you're saying, by the Gen Xers.
Well, the problem is, Jim, is the IOU is going to be paid by people who can't pay it.
That's exactly right. There's not enough of them, and for a lot of different reasons. Ken, tell us, now the book Common Census is available at your website, right?
The book Common Sense is probably the easiest way to go directly to Amazon.com, and it's Common Census with a C.
Right, Common Census.
Yeah.
As in the census every exactly. Every 4 years. All right, stand by. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Ken Kronbach. He's got some more information for us on this generational marketing thing. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. Seven Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and happy anniversary, Ken Kronbach. This is the eighth anniversary of your first visit on the show.
It's amazing.
How about that? Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Well, this is fun.
Well, it is for me. I hope it is for you.
No, I look forward to this.
Yeah, me too. Ken, we're talking about the generational wave issue and all of the, and by the way, Ken's book is called Common Census, which best place to get it now is at Amazon. And Kronbach is Gronbach, Kenneth W. Kronbach. The first one's an O and the second one's an A, and Common Census with a C. You know, Ken, when you were talking earlier about the fact that the generation behind the boomers are going to have to, the Gen X is going to have to pay for all the boomers, and they can't do it. The generation behind them, by the time boomers start really needing all the medical and retirement support, The Gen Ys, which you say is about 100 million, so you got 100 million Gen Ys, you got about 65 million Gen Xers. That's 165 million. when you put those people together in the marketplace, why won't they be able to contribute the way we contributed to our previous generations? Why won't they be able to cover that?
Because of the sequence. It's simply when we were paying in, we were a large generation paying to a small generation. The older,
right.
The generation in front of us was an older generation. Okay, now reverse that. What you will have is you're going to have a large number of Generation Y, and the people who are in their prime earning years between 40 and 60, where most of the taxes come from, is going to be a small generation. That's death.
Well, there are two issues here. One issue is I'm more concerned not so much whether they can fund what they need to fund, but whether they will want to or not. I mean, I've teased my kids and I say, you guys need to get busy. You're going to have to, you two kids are going to have to pay for me, because as you know, in about 20 years, it's going to be 2-1, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And
in terms of Social Security.
Oh, yeah. And right now, I mean, it's
4-1 right now. 4-1 right now, I think.
Well, there's lots and lots of math that you can play here. But the bottom line is there are going to be far more people collecting and far fewer people paying in under a system currently where you have a lot of people paying in and few collecting is just barely making it.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we disturb that ratio, we're cooked.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think we're going to have a major, major tax issue. And
a revolt? Is it going to be a revolt?
No, I don't think there's going to be a revolt. I think there
might be.
Well, you know what I think it's going to be? I think it's going to simply be an economic collapse.
It's a meltdown.
Yeah, I really hate to see that because I have a solution for it. I just can't get enough people to listen to it.
What's the solution?
The solution is right now we desperately need between the ages of 20 and 40 a technical blue-collar labor. And there's only one place we can get that. And if we can't get it from any other place in the world other than Europe. And it just so happens now.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about electricians, plumbers, stonemasons.
We need people to do blue-collar work.
We need.
And you think that's not going to be indigenous Americans?
I think it's not going to be. It isn't. Period. Generation X, the generation that's currently occupying the 20 to 40 age category,
yeah.
is not a blue-collar labor
mm-hmm.
at all. No, the blue-collar labor in the United States is the boomer, and they're retiring. And
mm-hmm.
as they retire, there is no one to replace them. And then we have this ridiculous.
But how is your idea? And I've got 30 seconds. How are you going to solve this with Europe?
Well, see, Europe.
They don't work over there either.
Well, Europe has trained laborers in abundance, and in many cases.
You're saying have another immigration wave?
Yep. Absolutely, positively from Europe, not from unskilled nations,
yeah.
from skilled
yeah.
nations. And because they come here, they instantly pay into Social Security that they won't collect. They
yeah.
instantly pay into health care that they
yeah.
won't collect.
That's a big project right there, Ken. You'll have to
Tell
come back
it.
Another time and try to convince us of that next time. Ken, thanks for being here. Give us your website again, please.
Okay, it's KGCDirect.com.
KGCDirect.com. The book is called Common Census. Thank you, Ken. See you next time.
Thank you,
Happy anniversary. Quick break after the news. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.